Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, July 15th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Alphabet's Wing subsidiary unveiled new prototype aircraft designed to handle various payloads. These use the same underlying components as its current aircraft, but are designed to provide a right size match of vehicle size for deliveries. The largest prototype can carry up to 7 pounds, while the smallest one, designed for medical deliveries, can carry up to 0.6 pounds. Wing's current drone has a 2.5 pound payload capacity. No word on when these new drones could go into service. The Wall Street Journal sources say Amazon began significantly reducing the number of items it sells under its own private labels and discuss exiting its private label business entirely. This reduction comes in part from disappointing sales, but also to avoid further regulatory scrutiny. As of 2020, Amazon had 243,000 products across 45 different private brands. Twitter began testing custom developer-built timelines using a combination of filters like topics, handles, and search terms around specific interests. Initial testing will be a feed around the show The Bachelorette with a small group of people in the U.S. and Canada. These custom feeds appear pinned next to the main home feed. In other Twitter feed news, The Verge's Sean Hollister notes that Twitter's co-tweet feature opens the possibility for users to create unlisted tweets. These occur when a user creates a co-tweet if the other party has not accepted the co-tweet request. Accepting a co-tweet makes it go public, declining it deletes it, but not responding means the URL remains available, but not viewable in timeline or search. It can be viewable if you go directly to the URL. Replying to these tweets does make it public. The crypto lender Celsius Network filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. In the bankruptcy filing, it revealed it had between $1 billion and $10 billion in assets and liabilities and more than 100,000 creditors. The company froze customer withdrawals last month and said in filings it is not requesting authority to allow customer withdrawals at this time, saying these will be addressed in the Chapter 11 process. The NFT marketplace OpenSea laid off roughly 20% of its staff, revealing that 230 employees remained with the company. According to figures from The Block, OpenSea monthly volume fell from a peak of just under $5 billion in January 2022 to $696 million in June. The People's Bank of China told the press Wednesday that China's digital yuan was used in transactions worth 83 billion yuan, approximately 12.3 billion U.S. dollars. 264 million transactions had been conducted by May 31st. More than 4.5 million businesses accept digital yuan. The Central Bank Digital Currency, or CBDC, will expand its pilot test beyond the 23 cities and 15 regions it's in now. Instagram announced creators can now publish feed posts only visible to subscribers, a feature already available in Stories. Creator profiles will also feature a subscriber home tab for exclusive content. Instagram also added the ability for creators to create group DMs with up to 30 subscribers at once. Subscriptions are available to tens of thousands of creators in the U.S. Facebook began testing a way to let users create up to 5 profiles linked to a single account. These profiles could be dedicated to hobbies, friend groups, or business. These profiles cannot misrepresent a user's identity. Windows Central sources say Microsoft's current internal plans indicate it will change from a once-a-year feature update cadence to updating features in moments that can happen up to 4 times a year. Major Windows releases would come once every 3 years. Microsoft announced in November that it would move to annual feature updates with longer support terms. San Diego-based Aptera Motors announced the purchase of a 200,000-square-foot factory in Carlsbad, California, for the production of its three-wheeled solar car. It hopes to produce 10,000 cars by the end of 2022 and currently has 25,000 order deposits from customers. Aptera estimates its vehicle can travel up to 11,000 miles a year on solar power alone in sunny climes and includes a 100-kilowatt-hour battery pack to run as a traditional EV. Pricing starts at $25,900 for a base model with 250 miles of range, up to $50,700 for a 1,000-mile range vehicle. Nikkei Asia's sources say Intel informed customers it will raise prices on most of its chip products later this year, citing rising costs. Increases will vary based on specific chips, from single-digit increases up to 20% in some cases. The analysts at Sensor Tower report that in Q2, U.S. spending on non-game mobile apps surpassed mobile game spending for the first time in Apple's App Store. Non-game apps spend reached $3.4 billion in the quarter, compared to $3.3 billion on games. On Google Play, consumers spent $2.3 billion on games, compared to about $1 billion on non-game apps. Adobe's Digital Economy Index found that sales from Amazon's two-day Prime Day promotion grew 8.5% in the year to almost $12 billion, with customers buying over 300 million items. For comparison, Alibaba saw Singles Day sales revenue grow 8.5% on the year to 540.3 billion yuan, or about $84.5 billion U.S. over the first 11 days in November 2021. Meta released details on an AI image generation engine called Make a Scene. This generates user-created sketches from text-based prompts, letting users dictate the content and composition of its output. Meta shared the engine with several artists working with AI engines to provide feedback. It's not clear if Meta will release this engine to the public. And finally, Google announced that Chrome OS Flex moved from early access to general availability. Chrome OS Flex allows users to install Chrome OS on old hardware. At launch, it's certified on over 400 devices from OEMs like Apple, Dell, and HP. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.